Uvayom hashmini yimo besarola. So we're familiar with the mitzvah of ilu, of mila, circumcision. If you have a baby boy, so we know you get the mila on day 8. And that's a common occurrence, every Jewish boy that is born. However, there's another halacha which isn't as common. It's called pidyon haben. So then when it's done on day 31, after day 30, so why doesn't every Brit Smigo also have a pidyon haben? Because there are different criteria. And for other words, for to be chayav and pidyon haben, you have to be peter rechem. You have to be the first one out of the womb. There is no halacha regarding mila. By mila, the halacha is if you come out of a Jewish mother, or if you convert, so then you have to do a bris mila. But there's no din of peter rechem, a natural birth. However, by pidyon haben, there is. And it's peter rechem of the mother. That's why if a person marries a woman, a first child, a pidyon haben. He marries another woman, a first child, there's also a pidyon haben. But if it's the woman's third child, but the father's first, there is no pidyon haben. So number one, it's limited to, it has to be peter rechem, so only could be, if a woman has 4 children, only one could be, and if it's a male, then you only could have one pidyon haben. If she had 4 boys, it would be 4 circumcisions. And as well, it's limited if you're not, your father or mother from Sheva Levi, Kohanim or Leviim, so there's also no pidyon haben. So it's limited to Yisrael, so it's rare compared to the mitzvah mila. So where does this halacha come from? So we know there is a halacha of bechor behema. So a bechor behema, the halacha is that a animal is born, the firstborn animal is born with kadosh, with kedusha, even though we designate it, but really it's kadosh me'elav, like the mefarshim point out. That's why kiddush, Shabbos, is in contrast to yontif, kaddish is kadosh me'elav, but we make kiddush in order to increase the kedushas. But fundamentally, by bechor behema, there's an inherent kedusha. You come out peter rechem, so you're kadosh. And the Gemara talks about what happens if you don't come out peter rechem, meaning you're the firstborn, but let's say there's a chatzitza, there's something blocking the head from touching the rechem. So then, Pashas, then you are not a Bechor, and there's no Kedusha. So, based on this, there are poskim who point out, similar, that is the halacha by pidyon haben. By pidyon haben, the famous shaila is, what about forceps? If you pull the baby out with the forceps, is that considered a leida? Not considered a leida? Would that fall under the halacha of pidyon haben? So some want to point out, just like we see by Bechor Behema, that if you have a chatzitza blocking the peter rechem, and so too by the forceps of the blocking, so there's no kedusha, and therefore there would be no pidyon haben. That's how someone is hearing past. This is a famous Rugachever, and Rav Shechter discusses it in many different contexts, and was of Nida as well. But he quotes it in terms of the pidyon haben, that the halacha is, we know, regarding a bris mila, the halacha, you have to do it on day 8, afilu b'Shabbos. However, that's only isha ki sazri of a yolda zacha. It has to be considered to be a leida. So, what's clear in the Gemara in Shabbos in the 19th parak is that a C-section baby is not considered a leida, and therefore you clearly cannot do a C-section baby on Shabbos, because it's a shiloh, whether it's day 1 or day 8, so it's a suffix meal of Ismana, we don't do on Shabbos. And in fact, that's a major contemporary shiloh in the poskim, whether someone's born through artificial insemination, IVF, in vitro fertilization, and they're born on Shabbos, whether that's considered a leida. And that's a whole discussion based on the Gemara and Chagiga, about bathhouse, impregnation, etc. Either way, we'll leave that shaila for another time. So the shaila is, by pidyon haben, there is no pidyon haben. If the child is born a yotze dofen, a C-section, it's not considered a leida regarding pidyon haben. It's not recording a leida regarding Shabbos, that you suffer the bris mila, but not on Shabbos. So the Rugachever writes that if you do forceps, or I guess or some type of chatzitza. So we'll call it forceps, where they, you don't, the head doesn't touch the actual womb. The reason why there's no, he agrees that there's no pidyon haben, but not for the reason because of chatzitza. It's nothing to do with chatzitza. He says it has a din of a yotzei dofen. What do you mean a din of a yotzei dofen? First of all, yotzei dofen, we said no pidyon haben. What do you mean a yotzei dofen? Forceps come out from the regular area. It's not like a C-section, you pull it out, you cut open and pull out. So what does the Raga Chava mean? That a forceps baby is like a yotzei dofen and hence no pidyon haben. He says because on a regular baby when they're born, what pushes it's the hormones that push the child out. By a C-section baby, it's you cut it open and you pull it out. So that's clear. The shaila is, what about a forceps that comes out of the regular area? So someone would say, so therefore, it's not a, physically it's not a yotzei dofen, and they'll say, if you want a tiny chatzitzas, so then you'd say no pidyon haben. But that's a pragmatic issue. But according to the Raga Chava, by definition, if you're pulling it out because of the forceps, it's not coming out because of the hormones, so by definition, it's considered yotzei dofen, even though it's coming out from the regular area. And therefore, that's why he says, you wouldn't do a pidyon haben on forceps baby because it's classified as a yotzei dofen and it's a no-go. So we had the first opinion, forceps is a no-go because it's a chatzitza, and therefore he's comparing it to b'chor behema and it wouldn't have its kedusha. The Raga Chava is not bothered by chatzitza, maybe he would be also, but he's a more fundamental reason. Is because it's considered a yotzei dofen because it's not coming out hormonally, it's coming out because you're pulling it out. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, among others, says no, that a forceps baby with pidyon haben, it's a vadai pidyon haben, it's not even a suffix pidyon haben. So maybe the others would say either not to do pidyon haben at all, maybe they'd say do it pesuffic without a bracha, depends how strongly they feel. But Rav Moshe says it's no shaila. You do it with a bracha, it is a pidyon haben. It's not a chatzitza issue and it's not a yotzei dofen. It's coming out of the regular area. So it's not a yotzei dofen. And what about chatzitza? No, there's no din. In other words, people who say it's a chatzitza are assuming, everyone agrees b'chor behema is inherently kadosh. So they assume they applied it to pidyon haben as well. But Rav Moshe, that's not true. Really, the child, there is no kedusha. Like we say, it's a melitza. When you say, I'll give you the money, and I'll take the child back. What happens? You say you keep the child and give it back to me 10 years from now. Obviously, that's not the way it works. There's no real kedusha. It's just a melitza. So he says it's not a problem. It's not a yotzei dofen. It's coming out of the regular area. And there's no chatzitza, there might be a chatzitza, but chatzitza is irrelevant because it's not inherently kadosh like a b'chor behema. And hence Rav Moshe writes, one can do a forceps baby, one who had a forceps baby would be chayiv in pidyon haben with a bracha.